So guys, we're going to pick up where we left off last week. I'm going to read the whole quote, and I'm going to tell you where we're going to pick up this week. So our whole quote is, "The first thing to have is self-confidence, after which alone you will get self-satisfaction. Once you have self-satisfaction, then you must acquire the virtue of self-sacrifice, and after self-sacrifice alone, you come to self-realization. Thus, to achieve self-realization, self-confidence is the most important thing." So Baba outlines some steps here. First thing, self-confidence. After which you get self-satisfaction. And we talked about these two last week. He says, after you have self-satisfaction, then you must acquire the virtue of self-sacrifice. And after self-sacrifice alone, you come to self-realization. So today we're going to talk about acquiring the virtue of self-sacrifice. Any thoughts? I said this last week too. I thought it's interesting that the rest, he says, they come. But for self-sacrifice, he says, you must acquire it. It's a virtue. So maybe we can start with what we think self-sacrifice means. Maybe that'll help us discover why it is it doesn't just come. Self-sacrifice.
A couple of people share in detail their understanding of the quote, and then Satyam says, که دو نفر با جزئیات زیاد درکشون رو از این گفته میگن و بعد ساتیام ادامه میدن.
So, self-confidence brings self-satisfaction. We all understood how. Self-sacrifice, why does it come after self-satisfaction and not before? Or why is it in that order?
Well, I think all the things that I hadn't thought of, like the anger and the jealousy, but the things that you went after before you did so to satisfy something, maybe you don't even know what it was, but for me, I was never satisfied. And when you are satisfied, it's easier to let go of those things,
yeah,
or to not want them. Now, I didn't think about all of those things that you said necessarily.
Self-satisfied. So everybody in this world, at body level, they are looking for somehow some extent of satisfaction. So when we have like self-satisfaction, we don't care about what it is, you know.
Yeah.
You got it.
Why does Baba says acquire self-sacrifice? Doesn't he not say that?
Yes. So I was thinking about that, and I think it's, I don't know, but I was thinking with the love, the confidence, and the self-satisfaction comes fairly easily. You don't do work. But for self-sacrifice, for me personally, I come against things that I learned or I got used to, parts of my ego, parts of my personality, and sometimes it is still a natural process, but it is also sometimes a conscious choice. So I think it moves forward like a process for me. However, there are points where I see, like, I'm looking at this, and I'm not choosing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was trying to think, because I was listening to something that you had said about coming fresh when you come to a study circle without any other, like, ideas about it from before. So I was trying to look at it with new eyes or with a freshness. Like, what does that mean for me? For self-sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. What does sacrifice mean? What do you sacrifice? Where does it come from you? What part of you is sacrifice? Sacrifice what? And what does it mean, sacrifice?
It is the love that helps us to sacrifice.
Yeah, but I want to know what does sacrifice mean?
Like what's being sacrificed?
No. What is the word sacrifice means?
Give up.
Is that what it means? Sacrifice
no, not
means give up?
Maybe, like for example, like, you know, I just quit my job in between because like they were very little, and I'm ready to sacrifice my career, like for...
Is that a sacrifice or is that a
duty.
Better choice you need to do as a duty? What is sacrifice? Now, this is a very important point that we understand that 90% of things we think is sacrifice really isn't sacrifice.
But to the mind, sometimes it seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, what is sacrifice for you? Let's understand the word sacrifice.
Is it like, so the next step is self-realization? So we will get the realization when we sacrifice our own self. Like,
what does that mean? What does that entail? What does sacrifice mean? Means eliminate, means kill, means...
Just letting it go for maybe permanently or for that time being for the...
Sacrifice.
It's
like think about it. Sacrifice is a very big word.
Yeah.
It's not give up word or giving word or
let go.
Sacrifice means destroy.
Mm-hmm.
When you sacrifice a lamb for God,
mm-hmm.
you cut his head.
Mm.
Sacrifice is not about your character.
Mm-hmm.
It's about allowing yourself to be destroyed.
Killing the self.
Ego, personality. Ego. It's allowing for you to die. That's sacrifice. You're sacrificing yourself to get to self-realization.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it is not in personality, it's killing personality. You see, it is not so much dealing with the different characteristic is elimination, saying I have confidence that there is a God, that this God is within me, and in order for me to be one with this God, I sacrifice myself. Putting the head right on the altar, guillotine coming down. I don't know. This is what I think is very important, to not get lost in the ordinary meaning of sacrifice.
Mm.
A realized person is no longer a person.
Mm.
It's not even a realization. So, going back home, the child left home, the sacrifice is saying, that which left home, I sacrifice to get home.
Because with it,
because the home is there once that is sacrificed.
Because I can't go back home, I can't go back home with it.
No, there is no because, that's how it is. Yeah. There is no discussion with the mind.
Satyam, can you talk a little bit about what it means to acquire that for us?
Yes, you acquire that through sadhana. It's not easy to be nothing.
Mm.
You have to acquire it. You have to earn it by ripening. I don't mean by hard labor, but ripening. Right now, her consciousness is not what it was when she came 5-6 years ago here. It just isn't. So each one of us are ripening to, she said, I saw God outside of myself, now I believe he's inside of myself. So now it's beloved, closer. So why? Because she continued with her sadhana, or she continued with her sadhana. And once you ripen, you are more than willing. You march toward it. You say, here I am. I can't wait for that knife.
I have this doubt. So when a person is self-realized, it means that he cannot be in this world anymore?
No. Let's find out what self-realization is. What does it mean to be self-realized?
Living as God.
Is that self-realization? Is living as God?
There should be nothing in our mind. Like our total self should be empty. Not attached to the world.
Okay. So self-realization is what for you? Anybody?
I've never known exactly what that means, but as you were talking about that lamb, that slaughtering of that personality, of that self, then I thought that doesn't really leave any question of anything left. Because it's nothing that I can identify with or recognize would be left from where I stand right now.
Right. So what does self-realization mean?
Being the light.
Being the light. These are all concepts, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go deeper. You say, I want self-realization. What is it that you want?
I don't want that. I'll stop and just tell you. I've never wanted that.
Okay, this is self-satisfaction.
No, self-sacrifice.
But what is it? What is it that you don't want?
That's self. How can you want it when you don't know what it is?
Yeah, exactly.
I said, what did you ask?
Exactly.
Because we don't think that, like.
But how many of you want self-realization? Come on.
I told that I stopped with self-satisfaction.
You think that we don't have to sacrifice it.
I would really like to have it because they say self-realization is the goal of the life. But yeah, I don't know what it is.
Self-realization is the fruit of sacrifice. It is not the next step, is the metamorphic, do you say? Self-realization, as every enlightened soul that have realized say, is not something to achieve, because we're all realized or we would not be God. So what is it that makes us go after being what we already are, is not being able to sacrifice, be ready to sacrifice what needs to be sacrificed. Mm-hmm. Now, sacrifice again means the end of it.
Resisting it or fighting.
And like Serenia said, when that happened, the mind is empty. Empty mind is one with God, or God is empty mind, whichever way you want to say it.
So that's
your answer. So self-realization, you already are. What is standing between you and your experience of what you already are is what you already are not are, and you accept it to be are.
Can you just tell that
once again?
I'm going
to
make it so
sad. I'm so lost. Half of my job. The acceptance of what you are not, thinking that that's what you are. That's what's keeping you.
What keeps you from being who you really are by accepting what you are not? We accept it as something we're not, as what we are.
Mm.
And that keeps me from being who we really are.
Okay.
And that's the part that gets...
That's the part that the mistaken misidentification gets... You got it, Sabita?
Not completely, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about like how you said that not accepting that you are not completely.
What keeps us from being who we are, which is always realized, mm-hmm. it doesn't mm-hmm. need realization,
mm-hmm.
is accepting who we really not.
So
like just to make it clear, so like I accept myself as Satya.
Yeah.
Mother of these two kids.
That's right. And you were born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, this is what is stopping me from what I'm really...
Yes. It's stopping you. It's stopping Satya. Satyam is stopping her, and the children. And what is the remedy? In my next book, you can read it.
Stay tuned. Hashtag stay tuned.
Satyam, this not believing who you are not, does this happen, this, is it one, or is it like
gnawing
out?
No, we just discussed it, that in your sadhana.
And then it
ripening.
Slowly starts to...
It slowly unfold itself, or you will have an earth-shaking experience, and then it starts unfolding itself. It's different people, different thing, but unfold. And to answer your question... There is degree of being in this world and not of it. There are people that very rarely they have lost identification with this world to the point that there is no use for them to be here. So they quit eating and they go. But most of realized people live, but nobody knows about them. They live a beautiful life, happy life.
I would like to share something personal, but one of my great-grandma, she's into spirituality for a long time. She follows a different guru. She has the temple for the guru. That's what she had been doing throughout her life. And at one stage, she just quit eating, even drinking water, like how much ever, like... people around her forced her to do it. They tried to even feed her. She didn't. And like in one day, she wasn't.
Yeah, she attended that state. There is no reason for them to be here. It's so much happier where they are. There is no comparison. Here you struggle to become. There you are. Yeah, she attended that. She attended full self-realization, fully.
Does that mean like any other people like who just live their life and then they just go to God, maybe of ill health or something like that, does that mean that are they self-realized or not?
What kind of people?
Like generally,
ordinary people?
Any other people, yeah.
You see, I can't say for sure, only Bobo can say it, but my inner, I asked that question in the most precious book, talks about after death. If you identify with your mind, when you pass away, you go to the subtle body. Subtle body is a mind without body, and you continue between good and bad, but the life I've heard is easier. So if you had some hang-ups, you still carry the hang-ups. If you are like Ramana and Baba self-realized, I don't know about Baba because he was an avatar,
yeah.
But with Ramana, there is no reason for it to come back because their mind was empty. Okay, so they merge into the light. And those people that go into the subtle body, they come back again to acquire a body to help them accomplish what they want to do. That's what I understand. But it's not 100%, it's just a theory.
Actually, the reason just I asked is because from my childhood, if anybody dies, the way how people tell to us is they didn't, because when we were little, they didn't want to say he's dead, but instead they'd say she reached God, or he reached God, he's with God, he's...
They all go to God. After their time is finished, even in a subtle body, even the ones that was nothing but mind, mental, they go to their own emergence as one, and then they come back again. So that's true, they do go to God eventually.
So can I ask a question? If it's an empty question, please just tell me. But this invitation to go back home or to reach God or to be self-realized or whatever, that invitation is given to every person that takes the body? Every person is given that invitation?
The invitation is always
open.
In existence.
Uh-huh.
But it all depends on the maturity of the soul.
Because I think of how we get to hear these things and how that invitation for us is so apparent, and yet other people maybe not so much. And
Om Jai.